Hello, this is Kay Chung, 1630 AM, and I'm Chance Welch. Here are this week's headlines. Historic vote in China will let president rule for life. Schools brace for massive student walkouts over gun violence. Florida governor signs gun control bill in response to Parkland shooting. Trump gun plan to encourage states to arm school staff. Trump in talks with Clinton impeachment lawyer on Mueller. Russian spy was poisoned by nerve agent, UK police say. President Donald Trump calls Meet the Press host a sleeping son of a bitch. Chuck Todd responds to Trump. Vulgarity creates a challenge to all parents. Pyongyang's summit invitation to Washington, beware of playing into Kim's hands. With snap yes in Oval Office, Trump gambles on North Korea. Tommy Vitor gets double-tapped for catty response to Trump's Kim Jong-un announcement. Elizabeth Warren rules out presidential run, says she won't get DNA tests to prove Native American heritage. At Pennsylvania rally, Trump again calls for the death penalty for drug dealers. Trump rips star New York Times reporter over a false story that he's unhappy with legal team. Dow Jones dips more than 200 points after President Trump's trade wars tweet. Steve Bannon addresses far-right Front National Party in France. Ex-Trump aide San Nunberg calls Mueller's Russia probe warranted after giving six-hour testimony. Yet, Putin looked Megyn Kelly in the eye, then threw her in the gulag. Footage of UFO skimming ocean stuns military personnel. A nun begged Katy Perry not to buy her convent, then collapsed and died. Does Stormy Daniels have images of Donald Trump? Interest in Stormy Daniels is surging on Pornhub. New report links opioid prescriptions to pharmaceutical payouts in doctors. The hottest social scene in town isn't the single bar, it's the supermarket. Al-Qaeda's new branding, the less extreme alternative to ISIS. How to prepare just in case you die young. This is Kay Chung, 1630 AM. I'm Chance Welch.